Hey guys, it's Art the Mike, and welcome to the 8th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics get spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between. From the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my other podcast explaining everything that happened in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to them, welcome back. Glad you're here. All you have to do is just buckle up and enjoy the ride. So today, we're talking about a march that started with hope but ended in gunfire. But before the bullets, before the chaos, there was a journey. A journey led by one man, Venancio Mondlane. This wasn't just a one-day march, it was part of something bigger. A nationwide tour across Mozambique all about bringing people together and spreading his vision of unity and social change. Mondlane traveled from Maputo, the capital, to Beira, a major economic hub, then up to Nampula in the north, where he connected with communities eager for progress. His journey also took him to Tete, in the west, and Chimoio, in the center of the country. These cities were more than just a stop on a map. They were places where Mondlane could directly engage with people, pushing for national reconciliation and promoting a future built on unity. His story wasn't just political. It was a movement to connect with Mozambicans from all walks of life. But that journey met a violent roadblock in Mozambique. Imagine this. You're in Maputo. The sun is high, the streets are alive, and a caravan of supporters is moving through the country. It's the latest stop in Mondlane's cross-country tour. But then, as the march approaches a junction, they see it. An armed police vehicle, camouflage painted, blocking the way. The next few moments are pure chaos. The air fills with gunshot, tear gas explodes into the crowd, people scream, run. A cameraman, live-streaming the moment, falls, his face covered in blood. Silvestre Alexander, a 27-year-old marcher, called it an ambush. It was just a march, he said. But the police weren't there to keep peace. They were there to send a message. Before this moment, Mondlane's tour had taken him across the country. His presence sparked passionate discussions about change. In other cities, people gathered to hear his vision, to share their concern, to believe that maybe, just maybe, things could be different. Maputo was different. Maputo didn't just listen. Maputo bled. And why? Because power doesn't like being challenged. Because some messages aren't spoken with words, they're delivered with bullets. 2 children were shot. They didn't survive. 14 others were wounded, some of them children too. And to think that just days before, President Daniel Chapo made a chilling declaration. He promised to shed blood. And then, blood was shed. Let's talk about what this really means, for those who were there. This wasn't just another act of police violence. It was a moment of fear, a moment of realization that even peaceful marches can end in gunfire. For the families of the wounded, for the parents of the children who lost their lives, what do you say to them? That their child was just in the wrong place at the wrong time? That their pain will be another forgotten headline? Because this isn't just about gunfire in the streets. It's about control. It's about making people afraid to march, afraid to speak, afraid to hope. Mondlane has since gone radio silent. But history tells us something else. Fear can silence, but only for so long. So where does this story go from here? Do people stop marching? Do they stop listening to leaders like Mondlane? Do they stay home, hoping to avoid the next bullet? Or does this become a turning point? Because if history has taught us anything, it's that when leaders start shooting their own people in broad daylight, the world has to ask, who's really afraid here? The marchers or the one who sent the guns? This story isn't over. The wounds are still fresh. The fear is still real. But the question remains, will this be just another moment, or will it spark for something bigger? All right, folks, that's all for today's episode of Global Groove. Do you think the international media will finally pay attention, or will it be up to us to keep spreading the word? Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio, and hit up our website, www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts, and let's keep this conversation rolling. Until next week, keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's Impumulelo by Mandizi Diantis to start your week off right.
Zamelandiku, nandi buyelela, ndifunu kuphumelela, kodwa ndibonito. Dibonindo, we are Mangangindela, a big Pumele, when he put up, Inga Quelita, Cotwa, Dibonindo.